Hey everybody, this is Vanessa from the Pudgy Rabbit, and today I'm going to be going over how to do increases and decreases for your amigurumi. So increasing and decreasing in crochet is what gives form to our project so we don't end up with some shapeless blob. When we increase, we're adding stitches to the round, making it larger, and when we decrease, we're taking stitches away, making the round smaller. You can do increases and decreases using any type of stitch, but today I'm going to show you how to do a single crochet increase, a single crochet decrease, and an invisible decrease. So when we increase in crochet, we work two or more stitches into a single stitch, therefore adding to the round. So if we were to start the round with 20 stitches, and then we increase by 5, we should have 25 stitches by the end. Now you can increase using any type of stitch, but we're going to go over how to do a single crochet increase. So to start, we're going to insert our hook into our stitch. And then bring the yarn over and pull up a loop. Yarn over again and pull through both loops, making our first single crochet stitch. And then we're going to insert our hook back into that same stitch, yarn over, and pull up a loop. Yarn over again, making our second single crochet stitch, and there we've made one single crochet increase. So when we decrease in crochet, we work across two stitches to turn them into one, which will remove stitches from our round. So if we were to start the round with 20 stitches and then decrease by 5, we should have 15 stitches by the end. Today we're going to go over how to do a single crochet decrease, where we're going to turn these two stitches into one single crochet stitch. So to start, we're going to insert our hook into this stitch, yarn over, bring up a loop, and now we have two loops on our hook. We're going to insert our hook into that next stitch, yarn over and pull up another loop, and so now we have three loops on our hook. I'm going to yarn over one last time and then pull it through all three loops on the hook. And there we've made one single crochet decrease. So I'm going to show you a second way to do a decrease, which is known as an invisible decrease, where we only work in the front loops of the next two stitches. The front loops will be the loops that are closest to us as we're working, and then the back loops will be the ones that are further away. So to get started, we're going to insert our hook into the front loop of the next stitch, and then we're going to insert our hook into the front loop of the next stitch after that. And now we have three loops on our hook, as you can see. And now we're going to bring the yarn over our hook and then pull it through only the first two loops on our hook, leaving us with two loops left. We're going to bring the yarn over again and then pull it through the last two loops. And there we've made one invisible decrease. So comparing both decreases, you can see on the left with the regular decrease where it shows up in the row by this little line, but the invisible decrease on the right, it's much harder to tell where it shows up in the work. Either way, I think it's good to know both methods depending on what you need for your project or pattern. I hope you guys found this helpful, and don't forget to leave a comment on what other tutorials you'd like to see. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next video.